You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with my co-host, Wayne Fritz. We're coming at you live today, and as you can tell, we have a special guest with us. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Wayne and have you introduce our very special guest.
Thank you, Bruce. Listen, this lady, I want to give her a proper introduction that she deserves. I met her, 5 years ago or something. She started to work with Salad Master, a company I've been with forever, here in the Dallas area, I think. She met, is that where you met Dan here, Laney Lynn? Oops. Can you hear us? Laney Lynn, we don't have any sound from you. But anyway, turn on your sound. I see you just can't hear. Let me see. How do we do that?
Talk. Can we hear
on the bottom. Okay.
There you go. We can hear you.
There you got it. There you
talk
got it.
Louder.
I can't hear Wayne, so that's why.
Okay.
We got you. Can you hear me now? Laney Lynn, can you hear me now?
Audio.
Can you hear me? Can we hear
me?
Well, we can hear her.
Okay, he's going to disconnect you and reconnect, okay? Yeah. Well, there we go. Let me tell you about this lady.
Yeah, yeah.
I have never met anyone like her. She checks all the boxes, Bruce.
All the boxes.
Okay. She checks all the boxes. She, her and her husband, they have 2 children. He's military, Army, and he's a physician's assistant. And so he moved around quite a bit. And when she came into Salad Master here, then they went to North Carolina, and she built an organization there.
Oh, wow.
And then he got transferred to Washington. And, of course, she's a good wife. She followed him to Washington State, Seattle area, Tacoma.
Wow.
She built a large organization there. She was a master dealer year after year. I mean, she's just dynamite. Then he got transferred back home to San Antonio, and that's where he's going to retire from the military. And his parents live there also. So she is a builder extraordinaire. But what you'll really like about her and what I like about her, she's a good Christian woman, but I tell you, she just, wherever she is, she walks in a room and you know she's there.
Wow.
She's fun. She attracts people. She just automatically puts a smile on people's face and attracts them into whatever she's doing. And, you know,
Hi, sorry. I have to move from my camera.
It's okay. Oh,
you're looking good. Yeah, I was just telling about you, Laney Lynn, how long I've known you and all the different places you lived and the master dealerships that you've built and you continue to build. Even one last thing before we start. Here's something that's just, I could never have done it, and I've never heard of it from anyone else. Last year, she moved, her husband got transferred to San Antonio, and San Antonio was already full. Laney Lynn has a dealer in North Carolina. She knows people everywhere, and she still had her office in Seattle, which she was training her sister, who is another beautiful lady, to take over. But I don't think in the year of 2021 that Laney Lynn was home more than 2 months. I mean, she is like Santa Claus. She's everywhere. And she worked. She would go to Seattle for a week. She would go here for a week. She even helped other people and flew there to visit them just to help them.
Wow.
And no monetary benefit. Just that's her attitude. Just help everybody you can help. She also supports an orphanage in the Philippines, and I mean with first class. I've seen pictures of her on trips she's taken there and helped them. I mean, bunk beds, clothing. She's, I don't know how to say it, but she is unbelievable. You have to know her to appreciate her. And so Lainey Lynn, she was always questioning, what's this about? What are you going to do? Well, we're going to have fun. What do you mean fun? What are we going to do? But it's really this Lainey Lynn that sets you at ease. It's a little bit of an interview. I'm sure Bruce is going to have some questions because, I mean, Bruce is a psychologist, and he does a lot of this stuff professionally, counseling. And he's actually also a marriage counselor, Christian marriage counselor. And that's actually how we met. I'm just going to be real honest, but we've carried on a friendship ever since then, and I've met and become a very good friend. I like Bruce. We're good buddies. So, but what we want to talk about and what our programs are about, they kind of vary, but it's the Coach's Corner. And we like to know about coaching and talk to other people. There's coaches that listen and watch this program and like to kind of learn new avenues. But you, in your history and your success, I think all those things that you do, I said, when you walk in a room, everybody notices you're there because you have such enthusiasm and they follow you. They just follow you because you're fun. But you build people up. You train them, you coach them, you help them. And that's what we want to talk about today and have you explain some of the things that you do. Like when you fly in to see German Lynn or you fly in to see April, what do you do?
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Wayne. That's beautiful. It feels good deep inside knowing or hearing from the master or from the legend, Wayne, all the things that I actually do. Well, I just got to appreciate life, I guess, because I grew up with nothing. And back then, my sister, which is my oldest sister, we are 8 brothers and sisters. My oldest sister used to collect bottles and empty cans to sell, to have food for us, right? Because our parents couldn't provide it for us. So my sister has and I really have to take care of ourselves and our brothers, my brother and sister. But the opportunity I have received here and in my business, in the direct sales here in America, is like, it's like, for me, it feels like, is this deserving? Because it's so much. It's just so much not to give. It's just, I think it's just overflowing. And the more I share it to the community, to the children, it's like it keeps coming. And I didn't even know. I said, I don't want to touch and I don't want to hold blessings. I want to give more to be a blessing. Because part of me... for all 8 brothers and sisters, like, it's really inspired me how my mom and dad work for us, even though we have nothing, but we have learned to give still, even though we don't have anything for us to give, but we have more to give, even though we don't have anything to give. And what it really inspired me also is back in college, my mom, our last baby brother, my mom had complication. And my dad told me that I can't go to college anymore because it costs money. And I asked help from my uncle. And my uncle finally helped me for the first year. And finally, God really blessed me with the opportunity to be part of the dance troupe, where the dance troupe actually paid for my college tuition. I don't have to be the smartest girl in the high school, at the college. I just need to be part of the activity to pay for my college. And then I was able to finish my college degree. And a part of that dance troupe, we actually did a nonprofit or fundraising for the orphanage, where we did the concert. And that's how it's like, wow, like, I would like to give more to these children. If there's more that I can give, I would do it. So we offer the services, we do the dancing and all that. And since I have moved in United States, I visited one of the orphanage in the Philippines. And one little girl, I will never forget, I told them that I will not see them for a long time. And this little girl asked me, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to America. And she asked me, where's America? I said, I don't know. I don't know where's America. I'm just going to go America. Because and then she said, wherever you're going, can you buy him shoes, clothes? Because you know we give. I said absolutely. Since then, the first year I've been in America for 17 years. For the first year, I've been sending packages, shoes, clothing. I don't even know if that girl's still there. And it's been years and years and years and years. I've been sending every Christmas for packages. It's like huge boxes that goes to them. I don't have a job when I started here. I have no job. I volunteer for children for 7 months. And I collect their hand-me-down clothing from the children. And I always send it back home because I know there's kids who will be so happy. Now, since I started the business and the direct sales company, I have bought a land that I would like to build a whole community of the orphanage. Oh, wow. So I am actually very excited this year that I am going home because I am already going to basically open the foundation and I already map it. I think it's been 17 years, like I get see pictures closer and closer and closer. So that's how I'm very inspired and that's how I don't mind helping others because I know one day, once they find their purpose and their heart on what is the reason why I'm leaving with a purpose and intention because of that orphanage I want to push through. And I know that God has given me this instrument because imagine we were 8 brothers and sisters. We almost got homeless. My dad wanted to sell our home back in the Philippines and I was able to find money to my dad, that way he won't sell our house. So we're almost orphans, right? Or not orphans, not homeless, but I would like to give something where the children will still see something that someone out there, they don't even know who am I, like care for them, that they have something to live a life with purpose, you know? So and I'm really, really inspired because I have my 4 brothers and sisters here and I train them and I develop them so that way they get also to appreciate what life is all about. It's not all about hardship. It's not all about fame. It's all about the balance on your heart desire. So what is it really you want? I was told back then, one guy, he's a very important man, and he showed me, we attended one of the events. And he showed me this very successful woman in the direct sale. He told me, you know what? You see this? You can do bigger than this. Take care of your people and they will take care of you. Hmm. Right? That's the only thing he told me. How I'm going to take care of these people? So that's why even though in my business in the direct sale, we move to different states. Everywhere I go, I want to make sure that I will take care of them because I know they will take care of someone else that needs it the most. Yeah. I think it's very important, Wayne, knowing, like, I think there's 3 things that I want to share that I learned. Knowing 3 things, know who you are and what you value. Okay. Know what is your purpose and know where is your destination. Mm. And that is the things that it really focusing with God's help and the people around me. It pushes me all the way through. So that's why I'm always excited.
Well, Lainey Lynn, I'm going to mention something. Where you grew up, in Zamboanga, didn't you?
Yes, I grew up in Zamboanga.
Yeah, and I remember when I lived in the Philippines, I mean, that's where I'd always read in the paper, a bomb exploded. I mean, so I was never allowed to go to Zamboanga. So, I mean, that's a pretty busy area for... Yeah. Terrorists and stuff too, so I can imagine. But here's, you know, I have goosebumps. Bruce, isn't it amazing her story?
Oh, yeah.
But when you, like, I'm going to go back to Seattle just a minute. When you would have your meetings there, when you would go, and still if you go there, I mean, I've seen you have dance classes for your consultants, you have karaoke, you have exercise, you do all kinds of things that keep that family atmosphere. That's the kind of, you know, I love the fact that you know all your destination, your purpose, and God's help. And I have to be honest, I didn't know how far back you went with the orphanage. Now I even understand it more. So I can't wait to help and be involved. But, you know, April is doing such a great job with her business.
Yes.
We're proud of her. But she would, honestly, she would not have been able to grow without your coaching. I'm smart enough and old enough to know that. And it's the same with Germalyn in Washington. When she first was there with you, she wouldn't even talk except it was just with you if she was alone. So, you know, very shy, but very maba it. And now look at her. I just was on a Zoom call with her a while ago, and she kind of gave me a rundown on her week, and it was so exciting. I mean, she's, you know, in shows, standing at booths, booking shows. She's still staying in a town where she drove far away and made a sale. She's staying there because she has another demo tonight. She's a totally different person than I knew 2 years ago. I mean, really, just, but that can't happen without good foundation, good coaching. And it just amazed. I've been to your office. I've met Jason, and you've got a wonderful husband. And I think that it really helps that you have his support, because, you know, you got your wife that's gone 10 months out of 12, and the kids are left at home. That's you got to really trust her and support her. But you guys make a wonderful couple. And I think you've probably trained him real well also. But anyway, Bruce, do you have some questions you'd like to ask?
Yes, I do. I do. As an outside person that, you know, has known Wayne over the years, and we've had the opportunity to talk with other Salad Master folks in various capacities here on the show. And I think one of the takeaways that I see as a coach or looking at success in Salad Master, that it seems really, really important for the person to be able to set up shows. Is that correct? That's a very important aspect of go ahead.
Set up a show is actually, I've learned so much in Salad Master, leadership, and all that. It's just like, basically, when you go in, just go in full time, all in.
Right.
Like Miss April, she, I don't want to say the word hated, but she don't want to be knocking, door knocking, right? I said,
right,
do it. It's the experience that make it happen. First door knocking that we knocked, they booked the presentation. We sold 4 professional sets and referred to one person, paid an executive chef set for one door. Just
that's,
one door.
By the way, Bruce, that's about $12,000.
Yeah.
Yes, 4 professional set, he paid that, and he referred me one of these.
I'm sorry, $20,000.
And then paid me executive chef set. And then we did another door knocking with my consultant in Washington State. That evening, the same day that we did door knocking, we sold master set. You just have to create basically what's going to happen. It's your show, right? Like, I want to help this family. I cannot skip door knocking. Every time you have to, I think you just have to find a reason why you are going to do a presentation. Not to just give the food and sell the product for you, but to understand your job is to help these people, inspiring them about cooking better in everyday life. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. You don't leave that house until they might not invest that night, but right, you have to create a life that they will not forget you. Like, even just one piece that you created for them, just with that one piece that, like, I need this for my family, that I need it now. I think what I'm really showing, sharing is understanding to find the problem in this household and find the solution. We have the solution, which the food they eat, that could really impact their life in the long term. Yes, I may make money for you this evening. Tomorrow it's gone. But your health is yours forever to decide. Just find the intention and reason why that dinner presentation is a must and why they need to invest. Not for you to make the money, but for them that you help them.
So what you're saying is there's a greater purpose that you're offering. You're showing them not just eating food, but eating food with intentionality and this greater long-term benefit for their family. And that better encapsules what you're bringing to them rather than just selling a product.
Yes, it should be that way. It shouldn't be, we shouldn't just be selling products. It should be what do they get in the long term? They may forget you, but they will never forget how you impacted their life.
I like that. Yeah, no.
I tell you, Laney Lynn is very good. I think underneath all of that, it's basically to what we always talk about. Very good at building relationships. And not just with your group, but with your customers and your prospective customers. You mm-hmm. said they may not invest this evening, but you want to give them everything you've got so that they appreciate you and they won't forget what you did. And even next year, they'll want to invest. And they remember you. They remember everything that you talked with them about and with the enthusiasm, because you don't just sit there and talk. You've got that million-dollar smile always. And that makes such a difference. That's why people come in this business and are into direct sales and they don't smile. You know, enthusiasm. Remember, we always talk about what sells salad.
Yes.
It's enthusiasm. And you have to have that belief. And then you have to have that why. And one of the things that's pretty cool, Laney Lynn, is I think that what you do with people is you find their why.
Yes.
Their reason. And it's just like your reason really started, first of all, was to eat. You wanted to have food for your dad and the rest of your brothers and sisters. But then when you got active with direct sales, your reason was you sent stuff to that orphanage. And yeah. to have, and you were given the opportunity. You know, it's interesting. I know that you danced. I've seen pictures, and you're an awesome dancer. Now I remember when you sent me some pictures one time about when you were younger in the class, you know, there in the Philippines in the dance group. I understand that better, you know, because I didn't realize that they helped you through college, through the concerts and things. So you knew what it was like to receive blessings. Because something like that, golly, you know, that's a blessing. And you were able to finish college like that. That's I am touched. And some people can get those kind of blessings and they just eat them up. Then they get on with their life. But you pass it on, and I think that's part of your success.
Bruce, yes. Yes.
Now, is Hungry with Grace, is that your LLC that's the Salad Masterpiece, or is that the orphanage piece, or is that something else?
Well, actually, my nonprofit organization, my Hungry with Grace, is in general. It's the mother, right? Yeah. So I do also wholesale real estate. I do transitional housing. I have rental properties that I provide for the homeless. I work together with Catholic Services in Washington State. So Hungry with Grace is in general, and I use that for Salad Master as well. Now, my nonprofit for the Philippines Orphanage is Grace Ministries Outreach. So Hungry with Grace provide Grace Ministries Outreach to continue provide whatever the project would be.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that LLC out of here or Washington?
Washington, but I put it in a foreign LLC here in Texas as well.
Oh, good. Well, that's excellent. I just always kind of curious to see how folks structure things.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's good. Well,
it's really pretty cool. I meant to ask that earlier because I wanted, that's very important. We don't have a lot of our people that get their LLC or like Happy Cooking or Healthy Cooking or, you know,
right.
I love my, if you ask me how I get the Tangri with Grace, because when I got promoted in Salad Master business back in 2015, 10 months in the business, I got promoted as a dealer. They asked me what name would that be. And I said, I'm not a cook, so I definitely not Lanilin's Cooking. Right. So I prayed for that. I said, Lord God, what it will be the name, because they're going to promote me. I need to get the paperwork emailed to the Salad Master company. And then so I prayed for that. The next day, I mean, like 3 a.m., I woke up and there's like, I don't know if they're fairies, but I believe it was angel with letters on it. And it says Grace. So they're like dancing and flying in front of me and say Grace. So I woke up my husband. I said, honey, I think I know the name. 3 a.m. I said, Grace Enterprise, Grace Enterprise, something like that. Because I came from Mana Enterprise from Dandalapu. So Grace, right. And then my husband Jason said, like, Grace Enterprise, go to sleep. So I woke up and with the Grace Enterprise. So the next day I said, like, Grace Enterprise. So I have my LLC for how many years until we moved to Washington State. Now, Washington State, Grace Enterprise already taken.
Okay.
So I need to change my name. So instead of changing my name, I added it to Hungry, because my first event that I attended in Salad Master, one of the speakers was Les Brown. You must be hungry, like hungry. So I was like,
that's right.
With Grace Enterprise. So that's how I got named. So.
You
got
to be hungry.
Yes.
That's right. That was a great LCE. You got to be hungry. Well, Lonnie Lynn, if you're starting, like you helped Dan in, it was Cincinnati, wasn't it? Or Columbus. Where did you go last month? Yeah, but it was, I can't remember the city. It was either Columbus or Cincinnati.
Ohio, Columbus, yes.
Yeah, Columbus, that's it. But really, you just knew someone there, right?
Yes, when I was, I knew someone there that when I started in Salad Master, yes.
But I mean, here's what, you went with Dan and Andrew was going to go, but Bart was there.
Yes.
And you were there like about a week?
Yes.
And you started with nothing.
Yes.
And already there's building there, right?
Yes. I mean, there's
a group there. There's a successful group.
Yes, there is. There's a big group actually in there. So they asked me if I could help them promote Filipino artists. So because I'm one of the Filipino artists, makeup artists. So I do makeup too, by the way. So, and it happened that the event is going to be in Ohio, and I said, okay, well, definitely, we'll set up a table. And there's actually a lot of leads that lead us over there, and that's why Bart came in, and I told Serdan to take care of these people because they can. This is going to be big. So yes,
there's. Well, the reason I brought that up is that's in I think in coaching.
Okay.
You know, it's like we've had some of those authors that write coaching books and have been very successful. And some, that one lady, I can't remember her name, but we were talking about having a group chat with coaches because so much sharing.
Right.
That's what Lainey Lynn does. I mean, do you know how much money she made by staying that week in Columbus, Ohio?
Not.
She just helped.
So, I also, you have a presence out there with videos. I noticed that you use Facebook Live as part of your strategy. Do you have YouTube, Facebook Live? Do you have a methodology there?
You can actually go to my Facebook page.
Okay.
Hungry with Grace. Yes, I do a majority of, you know, if I could get a short clip, you know, to post it, because I have a lot of friends all over the states or even, you know, right, part of the world. So if they can see something to inspire them every day, if there's a notification coming from Facebook, my platform is Facebook all the time. I don't have that much of other platforms because I just want something short clip where it touches them and it gives them a curiosity, where am I right now? And they, you know, there's a lot of actually friends by years and like, oh, I've been seeing you Facebook, can you share something? And then we'll sit down, just the same with April Purton, by the way. This is the same experience that happened to me in April, because when I moved to Killeen, Texas, I invited April Purton to do a presentation for my Salad Master cooking presentation. And then she left in the middle of my presentation. She's like, oh, I gotta ask my husband. She left, like just she left. After a year, she messaged me and said, hey, I've been seeing you. I'm in North Carolina. And I said, okay, I'll chat with you later. I'm out of state. So I came back and she was actually watching me. So it's really important, even though it doesn't have to be a very long video, just a short clip where you are at a different concert, like me traveling. I think, I think just to connect them. In this business, it's very important we continue to communicate with them. Not like communicate, call, and talk, but just something short and sweet.
No,
and Facebook, I love Facebook. It's free too.
Yes.
Look, that was, I went ahead and did some search engine optimization. So you have different, it's really well done, right?
Thank you.
Well, Facebook is free. It's very attention getting. It indexed well in Google. Plus, you have your Facebook, you have the Salad Master Life Changers, you got Salad Master, you've got Jutum, you got some other people that are also on Facebook, right?
To utilize that more though, I'm going to give you guys example. If you have an event, any event, do not miss telling them, all right, go to the Facebook page right now. Like right now, I'm waiting for them right now. And like and say something, and we do a raffle.
Right.
That way it will actually, because if they share into their page, it has more people that gets linked to it.
I even, when I see you come on live, I always, well, when I get a chance, I come on. I want to see what's going on. It's always that way.
Getting hungry all the time, Wayne.
Yeah. Yep. It's right. That connection. You know, even if you come down to the level of just being a local dealer, that connection every day is so important. My dealer used to call me every day. Matter of fact, he would make me angry because maybe I didn't do anything the night before, but he was still calling. And I was saying, what am I going to tell him? But that made me want to do more. And it's just that contact. It's that constant contact and building that relationship, making someone feel part of something.
Now is that mission statement committed to teaching people how the power of foods work in the battle against diet-related disease? Is that a Salad Master?
That's actually a Salad Master, you know, in general. That's basically we're focusing in food, but our mission is to inspire people eating better, healthier, you know, with a rewarding career. So at the same time, while you're educating yourself about eating healthier back into your kitchen, we're also promoting opportunity as a rewarding career, since this is a career for you.
No, I like that. Food for life, that makes sense. Yeah. As long as I can eat, then that checks the box for me. No, I like that, because then that other statement kind of drills into that higher purpose, right? It's part of the mission. Vision statement, here you are with this higher purpose, and there you are with your chef outfit ready to take care of business there on this Facebook video. But anyhow, good stuff, man. I like that video Facebook aspect of what you're doing, and I think it just it brings you that much closer to the public, you know.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
You probably the you, JL, and a few other people are probably the best ones I've ever seen that are always active. You know, another one would be Isis.
Yes.
But always your Facebook Live stuff, it's there's always, you if you could manufacture and sell that laugh. You would make money with that because it's catching. The way you act and your enthusiasm makes everyone want to watch, and you make everyone smile. Even when they first come on, if you're just dancing or somebody's just dancing around or having a drawing, because you make it fun. And all that, and I'm saying that not just to compliment you, Lainey Lynn, but I'm saying that because that's what makes up someone that is going to be, I think, real successful. There's a guy that helped coach me years ago, and I love this man. He said there's two kinds of people in this world. And he said, Wayne, always remember this. There's only two kinds of people. There are those that are takers, and there are those that are givers. And we all know what kind of person you are. Oh, you're a giver. It just shows. Hungry with Grace or Grace Enterprises. And people love to be around a giver, not just because they're going to get, I don't mean free stuff, but they're giving of their time, their efforts. You take people in your organization also. This is coaching.
Yes.
It's just like Germaline. You would take her on a show that you did. You did everything. You booked it. You cooked it. You wrote the orders.
Yes.
But you would give her money. See, sometimes you have to make people successful in our business. And you've never been afraid to do that. There's so many things that are behind coaching that Bruce is like when I went to the academy to take the law enforcement, you know, the Ohio State. I remember my manual. Now, this is old time, but it said on the first page, it talked about when you stop somebody, you pull up and how you park your car. And then here's the words it said, a light from patrol car with caution. So, but you got to throw caution to the wind when you're helping people.
Yes, yeah.
You have to make them successful. And that's part of coaching. There was a guy that came from Canada. He actually brought in Rick Perkins, Padoy, James, and Jay, brought in all the big people today. And he said, we went to Las Vegas on his first travel club, and we were there at the blackjack table. Every one of the people at this blackjack table was salad master, his dealers. And they all had money on their square, chips. And Brad went over, and he laid a $100 bill on each square. Whew. And, of course, the captain, you know, has to say, money played. That's the rules. I mean, you don't play money, you play chips. He said, money played. So the captain behind said, okay. Well, he dealt, and the dealer lost. Now, when the dealer loses, he has to pay everybody. Well, Brad let them keep the 100 and the money that they won with that 100. And when we walked away later that day, I said, holy mackerel, Brad, you let them keep everything. He said, Wayne, let me tell you something. Sometimes you have to make people successful so they'll believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do when we take people on shows. We help make them successful. And that's a bigger joy than any money we could ever earn. Like April's your daughter in North Carolina. You are so proud of her. And now Germaline, you're so proud of her. I mean, all the people that you bring into the business, you're so proud of. Money cannot buy that.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, you offer the opportunity for them that this is the future. Now, if they do go on the field and they don't see it, then they will not see it. So what I do, I use my vision for them to see. So what I would do, like you're right, I'll do all the round the shows and everything, and they get the commissions, 100%. So that they understand that if they see more deeper to the business opportunity, they will make more of it. I'll tell them that I am here only if you're committed for yourself. Otherwise, I can be with my family. If this is something you want to do, then I am all in. Only if you're all in and I'm all in. So now we'll do the presentation, everything that and see, this is worth money, and this I believe your family deserves. But if you don't see it, I can't help you. Find yourself, help yourself, and I'm there. So when they see that, it's beautiful. Like, they make the money. It's like, oh my gosh, I make it. See how we did it? It was, how was it? Fun and all these great things about it. And you get rewarded. Do the same for yourself and do the same to your people. Take care of your people and then give some more.
We've got just a little bit more time, but if I could say something before Bruce says any more, is there any way you could tilt your camera a little higher? All I can see is your eyebrows and down. There you go. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. I it must have started slipping. There you go. Well, anyway, well, we've had some, you know, being in direct sales, another thing that we have to help coach people with is we've been on some wonderful trips all over the world. You and I have enjoyed sitting at the same table several times. And it's just amazing the people and the friends that we make that live in different parts of the world that we're able to meet. And we can share that when we're building our groups and the travel club. You know, there was just a travel club in Cancun that, or a Cabo, that had, how many people were there? It's like 400 and some people.
Wow.
And when you meet friends that you've never, and that all, there's a reason that the company does that. It's coaching, because they get people together. And you to coach, if you're wanting to build and you're coaching, it's very important to have every tool you can have to keep that family atmosphere and to keep those people going, because they're going to have a bad day. They're going to have a bad day where dinner's canceled, no sales made, they got turned down papers. It's just a terrible day. Their kids got the flu and their husband's sick and their husband got laid off. There's just all kinds of bad news in the world today. And they can have a bad week. You know, you can have five shows in a week and five shows cancel. So, but if you keep steady and you keep that vision, you keep that destination, you can't have a bad month. And that's plainly, there's so many attributes that you have as a coach. And I think you're shy to say some of them, because that's another one that you have. You keep people going. You say, if you're in this 100%, I'm in this 100% with you.
Have you ever lost anybody where somebody, they kind of like they weren't in it? I mean, or have you ever had to terminate or part ways with somebody because their heart wasn't in it?
If I have lost somebody? Well, yeah, there's people. I always tell them when I do my opportunity, I will tell them this is not for everyone. Okay? There's the exit behind you. If you decide that this is not for you, turn around. The exit is there. Otherwise, I ask my sister to lock the door. But yeah, of course, there are some people that, because I've been moving to different states.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, I have built an organization. If I move and I turn it over to different people, then it's just going to hard. And but we still communicate. So we may lose the business working together in the business, but we are still good friends. It's always still have that build relationship always. Yes, the business is always there. They're still in and out. But yes, there's some people that they would like to try and they will succeed and they find something else. And that's okay. At least you develop something for them that the future is within them.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's being a giver.
Yes.
That's a perfect definition. When that you might be doing the training and giving them the belief or letting them see in the mirror that they can believe in themselves.
Yes.
But they may go somewhere else and you don't make any money. But that's where it comes down to. Money is not everything. It's that joy that you've helped someone with their life.
That's right.
No, Lanny Lynn, it's amazing. I wish there were more people in our industry that had your values, yours and Jason's values.
Thank you.
Values that you spread through all your people. Because actually the direct sales entire industry would be a much better industry with more people that and I'm saying that from my heart and my knowledge. Values Más importante. You know, what's his name? The coach. He said, do right, avoid, Lou Holtz, do right, avoid doing wrong, be committed to excellence, and treat others as you would like to be treated.
Yes.
Simple as it is. And that is your definition. So.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Thank you, Wayne.
Bruce, I think we're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah, we have about four minutes or so. So having the passion, the zeal, the higher purpose, just a couple of other tips for maybe people that aren't in a direct sales capacity, but ways that they either empower those around them or even help with the delivery or the pitch, if you will, of the sale. Any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah, actually, you know what? They don't have to be in the direct sale to do better.
True.
They can be aunts and the grandparents or anyone, the parents, to do the right thing. Because I believe that whatever you do, do the right thing. If you're doing it, just do the right thing. It's just like, I was going to say example, doing the dishes. If
right.
you see one dish or three dishes there, don't just wash your dishes, just wash everybody's dishes. Like, you know, just do everything with it. Yes. And like today, one of my friends, closest friend in Japan, she called me. She was like so stressed. She's like, I'm so stressed. And all this one, she's actually just got promoted as a manager. And so tell me what happened. It's like, this is like, you know, when I kind of like, oh, okay, so what happened? So five of her employees didn't go to work.
Oh.
I said, what happened? So I said, I'm not going to ask you what happened. And so I kind of like guide her with this, you know, what is it? What is the manager? I said that it's really hard to do a management job or a leader because, first of all, we have to really condition our mindset that we're not a boss. We're part of the team. If we would take the responsibility of a leader or as a manager, we have to embrace, we have to understand that it takes a mindset and that attitude. So like positive attitude. So I asked her, so don't make it too personal, emotional for you, because that is not what your employee wanted. They want to see you as leading them because that's why you are manager, because you're leading them, you know, even though in a business industry. So it's very important. It's so hard for us sometimes like to not to be ourselves because like basically like personal, like I'm hurt, like I'm going to like fight, you know, it's not. So like, finding it, the inspiration, why it happened. So I gave her advice. Again, I say finding the solution and then, I mean, finding the problem and then find the right solution with the right mindset and the right attitude.
Well, perfect.
So, doing the right thing.
So in the moments that we have, how can our listeners and viewers reach you, Lani Lynn?
Hi, everyone. Lani Lynn, so go to my Facebook page. So you can message me, Lani Lynn Naylor, or you can find me, Hungry with Grace, our Facebook page. My sister and I will be there to service you anything. And we also encourage you to get inspired every day and always be thankful and pray. I think that's great.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks for coming on our program today.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to get you on again sometime. I'm sure that you'll be able to, you know, this will drive some traffic to your site. Well, folks, this is a fantastic show. Thanks for watching the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio today. Remember, we're on Apple Podcast, and then we're going to be on iHeartMedia after that. And I think on Stitcher and a few others. So feel free to, wherever you go, get your podcast, get us. We're also on the LA Talk Radio site. We can be reached at Instagram, concierge_coaches. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Wayne, how can folks find you?
Well, they can email me at wayne_515@yahoo.com.
Perfect, perfect. All right, then. Well, that's a wrap for today, folks. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, man.
Show on LA Talk Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.